You know, it is fun to see those signs of spring, that first robin on your front lawn, or even the street sweeper sucking up the sand and grit from the winter. Backroads Bill Steer has his own signs of spring from the backroads of the north. Bill is an adventurer, founder, and headmaster of the Canadian Ecology Center near Mattawa, and he's on the phone. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marcus. I've been watching some folks move that snow around on their lawns, and I always wonder, what's with that? I think they're trying to will it away, but I understand why they are doing it.
Absolutely. They shovel it off their driveways all winter, and then come the spring, they shovel it onto their driveways to try to force it away. So what's your first sign of spring that you want to share, Bill?
Yeah, you know, we know about maple syrup and the spring peepers. Haven't heard any of those yet. And the red-winged blackbirds, I have heard those, and deer migration. But I think the first one are those sandhill cranes. I mean, I was out on Highway 522 out towards Port Loring Way, and I was looking at the deer in the fields, and there's literally hundreds of them in different locations. And all of a sudden, I thought, what was a deer? There's a mating pair of sandhill cranes. They're enormous. You know, they're about 120 centimeters high. Whoa.
That's the crane.
That's the crane. Please don't ask me like you did Jessica Bowoak to recite Shakespeare and do a sandhill crane call.
Because they're bizarre sounding, aren't they?
Yeah, it's been described as kind of like a loud, rolling, trumpeting sound. It's a unique tone, but it's all about the product of their anatomy, that long neck that they have.
Let's listen. I remember the first time I heard them, Bill, it was like, it's like a metallic sound almost. It's bizarre. And then I finally figured out, those are the cranes. And not everyone's a fan. You know, they do a lot of damage to farmers' fields.
Yes, they do. And you know, you can see them throughout northern Ontario. I mean, they're migratory. They're coming up from Florida and northern Mexico. But I've seen them, not necessarily this spring, but other years I've seen them in the Goulet River, those fields beyond the bridge. Between Chapleau and Wawa, just outside of Shoals Provincial Park. Cache Bay is a great area. There's lots of fields out that way towards Verner. And between Monteith and Iroquois Falls on the west side, there's a lot of fields along there. So you can spot them just about anywhere. But they're majestic, and it is a sure sign of spring, finally.
What's your next sign of spring?
Well, I think we should go waterfall watching, and it's all a product of our geology here in northern Ontario, and we have the usual suspects. We have the Chippewa Falls north of Sioux on Highway 17, Duchesne Falls west of North Bay on Highway 17 as well, and here in Greater Sudbury, Onaping Falls just north of Dowling on 144. I mean, those are great and easily accessible. I thought I'd just cite a couple of them. One is La Legru Chutes, which is near Port Loring, easily found off of Highway 522, and I've provided a couple map links. And for the other one, I think we'll do a summer story about this one, but High Falls in the Timmins area. That's a recently signed trail, and it's a story in itself, but I haven't been there this spring. I'd love to go there, but, you know, we're at the peak of the spring freshet, so the Cascades, it's a great time to get out on those back roads and look for your favorite waterfall.
Yeah, in the fall, there'll just be a trickle at some of them, but right now they'll be flowing, won't they?
They certainly will.
And your third sign of spring, Bill?
Yeah, it's a rainbow smelt. It was kind of like a rite of passage in the springtime. The rainbow smelt are not a member of the minnow family. They're Adronomus, so they swim upstream to spawn. And so if you're a smelt fan, you'll go out at night with your bucket, your net, your flashlight. They're very skittish, so they don't like the flashlight. So you got to kind of stumble around, and it's a family thing, and people still go out and harvest them. You still need a fishing license, mind you. But they're out there, and that's another sure sign of spring, more nocturnal-like.
You know, I've been in the North 20 years. I've never had a smelt, believe it or not.
Well, I only like to eat them probably once in a while, and that's it. But a lot of people love them, and you put them on the barbecue, and they're very tasty. Their size kind of is reflected on the size of the tributary. You could find them out Parry Sound Way, Lake Bernard near Sunridge, and all these small creeks that enter into lakes. And the ice and snow has to be there. As soon as that disappears, well, there's no smelt run.
So give me, again, the list of places if people want to check out the smelt.
Towards Parry Soundway, I think anything off 522 and over by, we heard about Bing Edlec, I think this morning, about the snow out that way. Lake Bernard, they run into Trout Lake here. And maybe we should ask the listeners, three questions, where they have seen this melt run, maybe their favorite waterfall, and perhaps they can impersonate a sandhill crane. That would be a tough row to hoe.
Well, I think the Magnetawan lions, they usually have a smelt fry, and happens around this time of year. So if anyone from Magnetawan can tune in and let us know that, sure enough, they're having their fry, they can let us know. But if you've seen any of those signs of spring or any others, we'd love to hear from you. Bill, next time.
Believe it or not, canoeing is just around the corner. And it's something, this heritage value, I didn't discover it, but I finally found it. It was kind of tucked away and gone missing, and you won't want to miss it.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. Bill, take care. Thanks so much.
Put those snow shovels away.
Well, that's what we will do, and get out the brooms. That's Backroads Bill Steer. He is founder of the Canadian Ecology Center near Mattawa. Joins us from time to time to talk about the backroads of the North.